Thank you for inviting me to be with you this afternoon.
很高兴能够邀请我来，能够来到这里面。
My heart is still filled with gratitude for your participation in our worship service for our 125th anniversary in September.
我心里仍充满了感激，因为第125年教会纪念日的时候，我们有献诗。
You provided a great gift to our congregation by coming and sharing the gift of music and joining us for worship in that celebration.
所以那天，你们献了一首诗歌，然后跟我们一起参加主日崇拜，这是给我们的一个最好的一个礼物。
And I continue to give God thanks for all the ministry that happens in this place, among your congregation, among our congregation, with the children who are here all week in the daycare. God is certainly being praised and worshipped in this space.
主，我仍感谢神，神借着这地方让我们有有美国人聚会，有中国聚会，有儿童聚会，而且还有小孩子这边的也有 kindergarten 啊，所以感谢主，神继续借着我们在做工。
This afternoon I'll be preaching from the Gospel according to John.The first chapter, looking at verses 6 through 28.
所以今天我们会讲有关于约翰福音第一章，第六节到第十节。
Should I read it all, and then you read it all, or?
Yes.
Okay. So John chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John.He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name,He gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, This was he of whom I said,He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him,Who are you? He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, No. Then he said to him, Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness.Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet? John answered them, I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. This took place in Bethany across the Jordan,Where John was baptizing.
接下来我用中文来读。约翰福音第一章的第六节一直到第二十八节。约翰福音第一章第六节，有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他照的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来。自己人倒不接待他，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他权柄，做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的 有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典中我们都领受了，并且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。约翰所记的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说，你是谁？他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。他们又问他说，这样你是谁呢？是利亚吗？他说我不是。是那先知吗？他回答说不是。于是他们说，你到底是谁？好叫我们好回复猜我们来的人，你自己说你是谁。他说，我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。那些人是法利赛人差来的，他们就问他说，你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？约翰回答说，我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。这是在约旦河外伯大尼约翰施洗地方做的见证。你是告诉我的，
John is a very common name in the United States.
So, 约翰在美国是个很普通的一个名字。
Is it common in China? Is there an equivalent?
No. 在中国应该不是一个很平常的名字，在美国是很平常的名字。
In fact, here, if we don't know somebody's name, if somebody is found and they're unconscious, we call them John Doe.
若是我们发现在这边，若是有个人你不知道他的名字，你就给他叫名字，叫做 John Doe.
Just because it's a very common name.
这是一个很平常的一个名字。
In fact, it was one of the most popular baby names in the United States beginning in 1880.
所以在1880年开始，约翰就是全美国最流行的名字。
It was the most common name until 1923.
他保持这个记录一直保持到1923年。
And then it became the second most common name in the United States.
然后就变成第二名了。
And John remained a popular name in the United States in the top five most popular until 1973.
所以他一直保持在前五名，一直保留到1973年为止。
And then it became the sixth most popular name.
然后变成第六名了。
In 1987, it finally moved out of the top 10.
所以1987年以后变成20名以外了。
And by 2010, it was the 26th most popular name. So it's nowhere near as popular today as it once was.
所以2010年排名第26名，所以再不成为一个很流行的一个名字。
That being said, there are still a lot of Johns in the world.
但尽管如此，这世界上还有好多人的名字叫做约翰。
As a result, we often have to figure out ways to differentiate which John we're talking about when we're talking about John.
所以说，因为这么多人名字都叫约翰，所以我们就谈到某一个约翰的时候，我们必须有一种方法把他们能够同一个名字叫约翰能区分出来。
So some people will give nicknames like Johnny or Jay or Jack.
所以我们会给他一些别名，比如说约翰的话，我们会叫他 Johnny。或者叫 Jack, 或者是叫做 Jay.
And others, we refer to them by their first and last name. John Smith, for example.
所以说我们把他的姓也放在这个 first name 后面，然后我们就跟他们 John Smith.
And my son had a friend named John who he always referred to as John Black.
所以他有个儿子名字也叫约翰，他就叫他 John Black, 约翰 Black.
And there's other times we add descriptions of a person. So, for example, we know one John is John the Baptist.
So, 我们有时候呢，在约翰后面呢，加一些形容词。比如说，我们在这经文看见说，我们称为施洗约翰，施洗加在约翰前面。
Or John the Baptizer.
或者约翰是施洗者。
Or John the son of Zechariah.
或者是约翰撒加利亚的儿子。
all ways to describe which John we are referring to.
这些目的都是告诉我们说这个约翰指的是哪一个约翰。
However, when we read from the gospel that is written by John about a man named John, as we did this afternoon, it can become confusing.
然后今天呢，我们会读说，哎，这本圣经呢是这本约翰福音是约翰写的，但约翰写的是有关一个约翰的名字，这个人，所以让我们觉得有一点会有点疑惑。
So just be grateful that I'm not Pastor John reading about John, written by John.
所以感谢主，我不是约翰牧师来读约翰福音，来讲一个约翰这个人。
So our gospel reading from John, where we began reading, began, there was a man sent from God whose name was John.
So when we read John 福音第一章第六节的时候，直接就出来说有一个人是从神才差来的，名叫约翰。
And in John's gospel, this is the first person who is introduced to us.
在这个约翰福音当中，这是第一个人在他的这个约翰福音当中出现的一个人的名字。
And this first person seems to come out of nowhere in the context of the reading.
这好像这个人的名字突然就跳出来，没有上下文。
He is introduced amidst the poetic prologue of John's Gospel.
所以这是直接从前言直接就把这个约翰的名字就出来了。
And that prologue is probably familiar to many of us, and maybe some of us have it memorized.
So this 前言对我们来很熟悉，我看有些人甚至能够背这个这前面一段这个前言。
In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life.And life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
So, 前面在前言说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。万物是借他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不借他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And then we read about a man named John.
所以我们就看，然后我们接下来就发现，哎，有个人的名字叫约翰，就跳出来了。
So is this? Are we to assume this is the person who wrote the gospel?
我们假设这个约翰就是写约翰福音的这个约翰吗
？Is this the beginning of an autobiography?
是这个是讲到一个人自传的一个开始吗
？Clearly, it is not.
肯定不是。
We know that the Gospel of John, like the other Gospels, is about the birth, life, ministry.Crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们知道所有的福音书，包括约翰福音，都是讲的是主耶稣的降生、主耶稣的侍奉、主耶稣的被钉十字架和主耶稣的复活。
This is not a book about John, but that's not made clear in these first few verses.
所以这本约翰福音讲的主题不是讲的约翰。
The writer doesn't tell us what we already know.
所以这个。所以我们很多事情我们就知道这个约翰不是那个写约翰的那个约翰。
Which is the person he's introducing as John, as the man who's sent from God. We know from the other Gospels, this is John the Baptist.
所以当我们读这本福音的时候，我们看见约翰，我们知道参考别的福音书的时候，我们知道这个约翰实际上就是施洗约翰。
But the writer of John's Gospel doesn't give us those descriptors of John.
但是约翰福音在写这个有关约翰的时候，他没有这么加这么多形容词。
Because this gospel writer doesn't want us to think about John as John the Baptist necessarily at this point, but he wants our focus somewhere else.
所以约翰福音这里讲到这个约翰的时候，不是让我们着重于约翰施洗约翰施洗那个重点。
He wants us to meet and come to know this John through a different lens, a different perspective, and that is through his role in Jesus' ministry.
他让我们能够看这一位 John, 这位约翰的时候，我们要通过不同的角度来看这位约翰他在这个主耶稣当中所起的作用。
This author introduces John as John the Witness.
就这个作者，当我们介绍这个约翰的时候，是通过见证人的角度来介绍给我们这位约翰。
Because he came as a witness to the light, so that all might believe through him.
他是在这里，他是作为一个 一个光的见证人来到这世上。
God sent this man John with one purpose, and that was to testify to the light.
当神把这个约翰来到世上的时候，是有个目的，他目的就是要见证来到世上的光。
Have you ever experienced complete darkness?
你们有没有经历过完全的黑暗？有没有这样经历？
We don't have power outages very often, but when we do, it gets very dark.
所以我们有时候在美国有时候会没有电。
And because of our fear of the dark, many people have generators and flashlights and candles so that we don't have to sit in darkness. And unfortunately, whenever the power goes out, somebody inevitably tries to cook on a barbecue grill in their garage or to run a generator inside with disastrous results.
So, 常常不幸很不很很不幸运的是，当我们没有电的时候，常常有些人啊会在家里面烧 barbecue， 烤 barbecue。有时候家里面呢把发电机放在家里面，但这样子后果是不堪设想。
It's amazing to realize when all the lights go out, how much light is emitted even by the display on your phone or something like this, in complete darkness, even a little bit of light shines bright.
所以你们有这印象吗？当光都没有的时候，你会发现有些电器啊，比如像这个手机啊，微弱的电，你就觉得光，你就发现这个已经很亮。
And as dark as it is when the power's out, it's even darker in a cave.
尽管我们知道没有电的时候我们很黑，但我们知道想象，若在山洞里面会变成怎样子黑法？
You don't have any light from the stars or the moon.
在山洞里面，你看不见月亮的光，你也看不见星星的光。
Have you ever been into a cave?
你们谁有没去过山洞吗？
In college, there were some caves, small caves near our campus, and we went into them.
所以当Pascal在读大学的时候，他们的校园边上有一些小山洞，所以他们常常进去探险。
Now, we are not professional cave climbers, so we didn't have any gear. We just went in with flashlights.
So they were not professional climbers, so we didn't have any gear. We just went in with flashlights. So they were not
So the most difficult part about the cave that we went into was finding the entrance, not getting ourselves lowered into it.
所以我们发现去山洞的时候，对我们这些业余爱好者的常常问题是找不到山洞的入口，而不是说我们怎么样子把绳子自己放到山洞底下去。
Well, I've also been in a cavern. There's a in Florida. There's a state park that's called Florida Cavern State Park.
所以帕姆斯也去过溶洞，在佛罗里达有一个叫溶洞州立公园，他曾经去过那里。
And to get down into that cavern, they actually had stairs.
为了能够进到这个溶洞里面，他们必须要有这个阶梯走下去。
And when we went down into the cavern with the ranger, we got to a point where, into a big room, and they turned off all the lights.
所以当他们走到这个溶洞底下的时候，那个公园的管理者就把所有灯全部关掉。
You could not see your hand in front of your face.
So you 伸手不见五指。
The ranger said that if you were to stay in complete darkness for too long,
假如说这个公园管理者，假如说你在这么黑的地方要待了很长很长时间的话，
you would actually begin to lose eyesight.
你有可能会失去上视的视力。
I believe in cave animals, they refer to that process as devolution.
在对于洞穴里面的那个动物的话，我们现代有些课本称它们叫做退化。
Which is why bats use sonar instead of eyesight.
所以蝙蝠的话不是用眼睛看，就在蝙蝠山洞里，蝙蝠是用那个声呐声波来探测距离。
But the human eye is able to see with a remarkably small amount of light.
但我们的眼睛被设计成，我们只要有一点点亮光，甚至极其微弱亮光，我们都能把它看出来。
However, where there is no light, there is no vision.
但是若是没有光的话，我们就看不见任何东西。
And it was a world without light, or at least without any vision, that the gospel writer describes this man John was being sent into.
在约翰福音当中说到说这个世界是黑暗没有光，如今这个约翰就被差到这世上来了。
Now they didn't, they obviously, in John's time, did not have electric lights like we do now.
我想在那个时候，世纪约翰的时候，那个时代应该不像现在我们一样是没有电的。
So the whole world was darker than we experience it now.
所以那个时候的世界要比起我们现在世界要黑了很多。
However, the darkness that the gospel writer is referring to is not a result or of a lack of lighting.
所以说有关于在施洗约翰在约翰福音当中作者提到这个黑暗，并不是说仅仅是没有光，仅仅是不够光。
The Jews especially were living in the darkness of persecution.
在那个时候，犹太人正住在正生活在一个被压迫的一个时代。
They were longing for the freedom to worship God.
他们期盼有这样的自由，他们能够敬拜神。
And freedom from the religious bondage that they were experiencing at the hands of the Romans.
他们期盼能够从罗马帝国的手中，他们能够得到能够自由敬拜的这些权利，这些自由。
So they were anxiously awaiting the arrival of the Messiah.
所以他们实际上在绝望中能够期盼，能够弥赛亚能够来到。
Who would bring with him that freedom that they so longed for?
他希望这一位弥赛亚能够把他们所期盼的这些自由能够带过来。
But because they were waiting and hoping for a Messiah.
但是因为他们正在等候，极其盼望等候这个弥赛亚能够来到。
They were very vulnerable to false messiahs coming and proclaiming to be the Messiah.
所以他们很容易相信一些假基督的教导。
And there were plenty of false prophets who were doing just that.
在那个时候，有好多假先知就起来了。
So when this man John arrives on the scene,
当这个施洗约翰出现在这个福音书的时候，
crowds of people came out to hear him speak and preach.
就成群的人就来到施洗约翰面前，希望能够听他说。
They wanted to hear the voice of the one crying out in the darkness of the wilderness.
就他们希望听到这样的一个声音，在黑暗当中他们发出来的声音，他希望听这个声音。
I would suspect that most of those people hoped.If not believe that John was the Messiah.
所以我现在可能猜想，在那个时候，那么多人来到这施洗约翰面前，他们希望施洗约翰就是那一位弥赛亚。
But thankfully, John understood that he was not.
但是我们很感谢主，施洗约翰说知道他不是弥赛亚。
It would have been easy for a man to just accept all those people and allow them to worship him.
在那个时候，你看这么简，这么多人来到施洗约翰面前，要换另一个人的话，那很容易说，哦，我就是耶稣，就是弥赛亚，那好多人都会来敬拜他。
But John understood that his role was not that of the Messiah.
施洗约翰知道他真正的一个身份不是弥赛亚。
Instead, he was sent to be a witness, to bear witness to the light, and that is what he did.
他是为光做见证，这是他真正的。
Now, if we could return back to that dark cavern for just a minute.
那我们回到那个很黑的溶洞，我们再回去。
Imagine what it would be like to be in a dark place like that for an extended period of time.
假如说我们待在那个溶洞里面，没有光线的溶洞里面待很长的一段时间。
Back in 2010, there were 33 miners who were trapped in Chile.
2010年的时候，在智利，大家还记得吗？有时候的挖煤的好多人被因为煤炭那个塌陷，
they were down there for 69 days.
69天被埋在底下。
And clearly they had some light, but it would have been very dark for them as well.
尽管他们可能带一点煤矿的矿灯，但是应该还是很黑。
Can you imagine being in darkness for 69 days or 69 minutes?
你能想象吗？你会待在那边69天，或甚至仅仅讲69分钟的吧。
And the joy you would experience by seeing that first flicker of light. And once you saw that flicker of light, you would just be overflowing with joy and want to share that good news with
others.
You would want to tell others that the darkness was finally over. Can you imagine what good news that would be amidst the darkness?
你能想象吗? 在那个时候, 在黑暗里面, 你知道这是如何一个好的消息啊, 对周围的人来说。
John the witness knew that Jesus was the light that they had been waiting for.
司洗约翰知道, 他, 主耶稣就是那个光, 他们所等待的那个光。
In fact, we know from the Gospel according to Luke, John began bearing witness to who Jesus is while he was still in his mother's womb.
当司洗约翰还在他母亲胎里面的时候，他已经为主耶稣做见证了。When
Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was John's mother,
当玛利亚去看她的表姐伊丽莎白的时候,
John jumped in her mother's womb at the sound of Mary's voice.
司洗约翰在伊丽莎白的胎内就开始动起来了。From
the womb, John knew that Jesus was no ordinary cousin.
其实在他胎里面的时候，司洗约翰就知道他的表兄表弟已经不是一般的人了。And
he responded to the presence of the light.
所以在有光来的时候，他就开始有这反应。In
our reading, it's the adult John who bears witness or testifies to the light.
所以当我们当司洗约翰成人的时候，他就为这光做见证。
And in the second half of the reading, beginning with around verse 19,
让我们来看从19节以后，我们看第二部分有关这个经文。
The Inquisition of John turns almost to that of a courtroom scene.
我们前面讲到那些有关司洗约翰的背景，到19节以后就变成了一个好像审判那个法庭一样。
When the priests and the Levites who had been sent from the by the Jews in Jerusalem began to ask John questions.
所以从耶路撒冷差来的祭司和利外人就开始来问司洗约翰。
And we read that as they ask him these questions, John confesses.
所以当我们发现读的经文的时候，当他们问司洗约翰你是谁的时候，他就明说。
We often think of confessing as admitting to something we've done or something we are.
当我们知道明说的时候或坦白的时候，常常就是把我们自己本来是谁就显明出来。But
John does not confess to anything that he has done, nor to who he is.
这很奇怪是，司洗约翰并不是要把他自己显明出来。Instead,
John confesses to who he is not.
他让显明出来他不是什么。
I am not the Messiah, he says.
他说，我不是弥赛亚。Then
they asked him if he was Elijah.
别人问他，你是不是以利亚？
He told them, I am not.
他告诉他们说，我不是。Are
you the prophet? They continued to question him.
他们又问他，你是那一位先知吗？
And again he said no.
再一次他说，我也不是。And
then finally he responds to their examination by paraphrasing the prophet Isaiah.
到最后的时候，他引用了先知以赛亚所说的话。This
is the first time in our reading that John tells us as the reader who he is.
这是在遇到这时候，他才告诉我们这些读者说他是谁。I
am, he begins.
他开始说我是。And
then he doesn't even use his own words to describe himself.
他接下来他不用他自己的话语来形容他自己。
Instead, he uses the word of the prophet Isaiah.
他用了先知以赛亚的书。As
a way of demonstrating that he is the one who had been sent.
他来借着经文告诉他说，他是就是那一位被差遣的那位。
I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord.
他说，我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路。
John understood that his identity was tied to the one who he was created to bear witness to.
司洗约翰明白他的身份是紧紧联系在他要做见证的那一位。
John was who he was because Jesus is who he is.
之所以使约翰成为他所是的，是因为耶稣是基督。
John was sent by God into this dark world to bear witness to the light.
所以使约翰是在这黑暗里面是被差来是要做见证的一位。
That is who he was.
这就是他是所是的。
John in the Gospel according to John is a witness.
所以根据使徒约翰，根据约翰福音来说，使约翰实际上是为做见证的约翰。
It's who he is and it's what he does.
这是他所是的，这也是他所做的。
It's the purpose of his life.
这是他一生的目的。
He bears witness to the light that came into the darkness of the world.
他是为那来到黑暗中来的那个光做见证的那一位。
He points people to Jesus, the Messiah, the one whose sandals he is unworthy to untie.
他把人指向弥赛亚，那位弥赛亚是他连系鞋带都不配。
Do you realize the untying of the sandal is work that a servant would do for their master?
你们知道吗？系鞋带啊，是一个仆人所做的事情。
So when John says he's unworthy to untie Jesus' sandal, he's saying he is not even worthy to be Jesus' servant.
当他说连系他的鞋带都不配，那表明说他甚至连做他的仆人都不配。
Because Jesus' love and power is beyond his.Ability to comprehend or to process, really.
So we know that Jesus' love and Jesus' ability is beyond what we can imagine.
John understood his role as being the one who pointed to Jesus.
使徒约翰明白，他真的作用就是把人指向主耶稣。
We have gathered now a week before we celebrate Jesus' birth.
所以我们今天我们在这聚集，再过一个星期马上就是圣诞节了。
We're all busy preparing for the celebration.
所以我们都是很现在大家都很忙，在家里面在装饰。
I wonder how differently we might be preparing if we too understood ourselves as witnesses like John understood himself.
但是若是我们明白我们的目的也是像使徒约翰一样，也是做见证的话。我们想我们该如何来预备我们自己。
I wonder if we wouldn't be doing things differently if we understood our role to be that as the one who bears witness to the light.
当我们知道我们的身份也是为光做见证的时候，我们是想我们做事情是会不太一样。
Unfortunately, we were born at a time where it doesn't appear as though the world is dark.
很不幸的是我们生长在一个这个时代，这个时代常常不是很黑，感觉好像不是很黑。
Because there's just so many sources of light, it's even hard to see the stars.
So we know that at night, you see the lights so bright, you can see the stars in the sky, you can't see them.
The light comes very easy to us. We just flip a switch.
So we can very easily just flip a switch. The light comes very easy to
us. Or we take out our phone.
When we take out this phone, you'll find that there's already this light.
These things provide illumination.But they don't provide the true light of Jesus Christ.
So these lights, 的话，给我们能够看见东西，但是并没有给我们带来真理。
These lights can be a distraction to us.
甚至这些光啊，有可能会给我们，让我们远离真理。
I love the lights on homes, decorating them for Christmas. They're beautiful.
我很喜欢在我家里面常常有这个装饰，圣诞节的这些灯，它们很漂亮。
But they too can become a distraction.
但有可能他们会把我们带离原来真正的目的。
They can become something that we worship other than the true light.
这些常常让我们当成我们敬拜的对象，而忘记我们该敬拜的是什么。
Did you realize that they give out awards for people with the most lights on their houses in some neighborhoods?
你有没有记得，邻居里面我们常常有时候整个谁家的灯最漂亮，他们就给他们一个奖状。
As though that was the reason that we celebrate Christmas.
这是真正我们要庆祝圣诞节的理由吗？是为拿那个奖状吗？
And these other lights and these distractions can provide promises for us.
但还有一种光啊，那种光有可能把我们与带离远离真理，就是那种一种假的那种应许。
They can ask us to demonstrate our loyalty to them.
他们可能要我们能够展示我们的忠心， 能够拿到这些假的这个应许。
With no intention of them ever being faithful to us.
他们实际上这应许对我们来说，他们可能对我们来说不是信实的应许。
Much like the world that John, this man John, was sent by God into.
很像这个约翰，使约翰被神差到这世上一样。
There are many false prophets today.
那个时代有假先知，我们这个时代也有。
People who present a compelling case, a sparkling lights, and try to get us to follow them.
有时候有些人会给我们看很漂亮一盏灯，让我们能够跟着这个灯来跑。
That they might receive our loyalty, our support.
他们希望能够得到我们的支持。
That they themselves can become more powerful and loved and light.
他们以及他们如此有能力，甚至他们更喜欢能够成为这个灯。
And they sure emit light, but it's not the true light of Jesus Christ.
对，他们说他们是这个亮光，但他们却不是主耶稣的那个带有真理的那个亮光。
For the true light of Jesus Christ is powered by God's love.
我们知道主耶稣所带来的那个真光是从神那里面带有能力的真光。
The world appears light, but I'm afraid there's still a lot of darkness in it.
我们知道我们这个世界需要有好多光，但这世界还有地方还有黑暗。
And unfortunately, I'm not so sure that people are attentive to the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness.
我们不知道我们现在人是不是耳朵能够听见在旷野里面那个声音。
Because there is so much going on around them.
现在我们这个世界如此繁忙，有这么多事情在周围发生。
So the question I think for us is,
让我们一起来思想的是什么呢？
How do we bear witness to that light with so many distractions around us?
我们如何来为这光做见证，当周围有这么多假的光，或者假的让我们离开主耶稣这个真理的这些光的时候？
How do we reflect the light of Christ's love with our words and with our actions?
如何让我们从身上能够反射出神的光，通过我们的行为，通过我们的话语？
How do we help others to see that there is something different about us because we've received the love of Christ Jesus our Lord?
让我们能够显示说，因为我们有主耶稣身上爱在我们身上，让我们如何能够反映神的爱，神的光？
In the African American tradition, congregations, in their congregations, the preacher would often ask the congregation, "Can I get a witness?"
所以，当我们在非裔教会里面或者黑人教会里面，当一个牧师讲道的时候，要讲到需要大家来回应的时候，他问说：“哎，谁能给我们做见证吗？”
It's a way of inviting the congregation to engage the preacher by saying "Amen."
所以这样常常说，当这样子的一个教会在一起的时候，当牧师讲的对的时候，大家都会一声喊说：“Amen."
Or even inviting them to clap to show that they agree with what is being said or preached.
有时他们会鼓掌，在一起说我们跟你所说的，我们同心合意。
Today we read and I've been talking about John the Baptist and his witness.
所以当我们看见今天我们讲的是有关使徒约翰，有关他的见证。
And he gave his life to be a witness to the light of Jesus Christ.
他为了给主耶稣这个光做见证，他献上自己的生命。
So today I borrow that phrase from the African American tradition, can I get a witness?
所以我现在借用一下黑人教会所用的，我能够有一个见证吗？
And not just an amen or a clap of the hands.
这不仅仅是大声说喊amen，或者是大家一起来鼓掌。
But can we as brothers and sisters in Christ commit to bearing witness to the good news of the love of God as we have received through Christ Jesus our Lord?
所以我们想作为一个主内的弟兄姐妹，我们能不能一起成为主耶稣基督这个光的见证人？
Can we bear witness to our communities, to the places we work, to the places we live, to the good news of God's love given to each and every one of us?
所以让我们能不能成为在我们所工作的地方，我们在我们生活的地方，成为一个神的爱的一个见证。
So that we might never have to live in darkness again.
这样子我们就不会住在一个黑暗里面。
For those who live in the darkness soon lose sight. They don't realize they can't see until somebody tells them that they can't see.
他们常常会发现他们自己不知道自己能看东西，一直等到有人会告诉，哦，原来你可以看见东西。
Until somebody bears witness to that light, even if it's just a little glimmer.
一直要等到有一个人专门对他做见证，尽管用一点点微光，能够把他视力恢复过来。
The wonderful thing about light.
有一个很奇妙有关光很奇妙的一件事情。
If you think about one flame and adding another and another and another.
当我们想把一些小的火苗加在一起的时候。
Much like brothers and sisters in Christ coming together,
就好像兄弟姐妹在一起的时候,
the light gets exponentially brighter.
而且这光会成为一个指数型的突然之间越来越亮。
We are fortunate that we get to gather on this hilltop.
我们很幸运我们能够在这个hilltop这个教堂里面一起来聚会。
To literally bear witness to shine Christ's light in this community.
能够在这个社区里面我们才能够成为一个见证。
But when we leave this space and one another,
当我们离开这个地方,这个building的时候,
we take the light of Christ with us.
我们带着主耶稣的光跟着我们。
A tradition that we have here at Hilltop,
作为Hilltop教会的一个传统,
on Christmas Eve, we do a candlelight service.
在圣诞前夜的时候,他们会点蜡烛,有一个圣诞夜,点蜡烛夜。
So at the end of the service, we light one candle, and then we share that light with one another.
所以在那个烛光晚上的时候，他们用一支蜡烛点烛，然后大家就用这支蜡烛点着他们手里面的蜡烛。
We do so as we're singing Silent Night.
当我们这样的时候，我们一直唱平安夜这首歌。
And we stand in a circle around the sanctuary.
我们在围着这个讲台，我们围着一圈。
And as we're doing so, we can see the light of Christ reflected in one another's face.
当我们这样做的时候，我们发现烛光这个光就好像主耶稣的光一样，都反照在每个人的脸上面。
And we turn out the electric lights in the sanctuary.
就我们把那些电灯都关掉。
But pretty soon the whole space is filled with light.
但很快，因为我们有这个蜡烛的话，我们整个地方都是很亮，都充满了亮光。
Friends, John came as a witness to bear witness to the light.
朋友们。 是约翰来到这世上，是为了给主耶稣做见证。
And we too have called to witness to the light.
我们也同样也是被呼召为这个光做见证。
May we reflect Christ's light with our lives.
让我们一起用主耶稣的光来思想我们这一辈子。
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我希望神能够用远超人所想象的，能够把我们的心思意念，能够一直用这个主耶稣的光，能够一直来保守我们。
Amen.
Amen.